Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. On the eve of an election that determines the balance of power in the U.S. Senate, Georgia's top elections officials are imploring voters not to listen to the swell of disinformation and conspiracy theories President Trump's supporters have been peddling on behalf of an incumbent who refuses to accept that he lost Georgia. Moments ago, Gabriel Sterling, the voting system implementation manager in Georgia, addressed in detail and in tones of exasperation every charge Trump's legal team has made in disputing the legitimacy of the election in Georgia. He essentially said that nothing the president has alleged is accurate and told Georgians to vote.
Do not let anybody discourage you. Do not self-suppress your own vote. Do not make a self-fulfilling prophecy out of doing this. Don't let anybody steal your vote that way.
Earlier today, Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger released a recording of a phone call he got from President Trump Saturday in which Trump is heard telling Raffensperger to find votes to overturn the election results. Florida's Republican governor says complaints that rollout of the COVID-19 vaccine is going too slowly are unfair. NPR's Greg Allen reports Florida is beginning to make the vaccine available to everyone 65 and older.
The first vaccine doses in Florida were reserved for frontline healthcare workers and residents of long-term care facilities. But Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says now the vaccine will be made available to the more than 4 million people in the state, 65 and older.
This is based on data. And if you look at the COVID mortality, 65 and up represents over 80% of the COVID-related mortality.
Counties that have already started vaccinating seniors are struggling with an overwhelming demand. In Daytona Beach, cars began lining up overnight Monday at a vaccination site that reached capacity before 7 a.m. Governor DeSantis blames the slow start on the holidays and says he expects the number of people being vaccinated to rise quickly. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
Stocks have closed down sharply. The Dow is down 382 points, or 1.25%, at 30,223. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
The first day of trading in the new year was a rocky one for the stock market. All the major indexes lost ground after finishing out 2020 at or near record highs. Investors are counting on new vaccines to overcome the economic losses associated with the coronavirus pandemic, but initial distribution of the shots in the United States has been slower than expected, and there are fears the country's already sky-high infection rate could climb even higher after many Americans ignored warnings to avoid travel during the holidays. Markets are also keeping an eye on Tuesday's runoff elections in Georgia, which will determine whether Republicans or Democrats have the upper hand in the U.S. Senate. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News. The annual nationwide men's college basketball tournament known as March Madness will be bottled up in one state this year. The NCAA announced today it plans to hold the entire three-week tournament in Indiana, with most games in Indianapolis due to the coronavirus pandemic. We have details from NPR's Tom Goldman.
Normally, the men's tournament spreads its 67-game event across 13 sites around the country. This March, everyone will be in Indiana in a protective bubble similar to what the NBA, WNBA, and other pro leagues have done. All 68 teams will stay in Indianapolis on dedicated hotel floors separated from the public. There will be secure transportation to and from games and coronavirus testing for players, coaches, and administrators. No word yet about the frequency of testing. Trying to play 68 teams in a controlled environment is a huge logistical challenge, but those involved say it's preferable to canceling the wildly popular and lucrative event for a second straight year. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
The Iranian government says it has begun enriching uranium up to 20% at an underground facility. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says it's clear Iran's goal is to develop a military nuclear program. Further ramping up Middle East tension, Iran says it has seized a South Korean-flagged oil tanker in the Strait of Hormuz. This hours after announcing it was expecting a visit from a South Korean envoy to negotiate assets frozen in Seoul. The Nasdaq closed down 1.4%, S&P down 1.4%. This is